Innovative, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. My name's Charlotte. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So I'm following up the email that you sent us about your website. I see the two links, and you're requesting they be put on the front page of your website, right?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Sure. And then there's several other changes that you want.
Yeah, but I haven't refined those changes yet. I know I've been kind of running you guys around a little bit, but I've been kind of busy.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. So I'll just request that they put these badges on there, and then you can...
I need to go through and clean up. There was a tab that didn't get added. I wanted a workforce tab and a rebates tab. And then I wanted to add some links to Idaho Power and Intermountain Gas so that people can look up the rebates that they qualify for on their systems. And it'd also be a good reference for me, too.
Okay. So there's supposed to be a workforce tab and a rebates tab that you've already requested that we didn't do yet. Is that one thing?
Yeah, and then the logo, the little tiny logo on the top left, I wanted the background to be, like, transparent. I wanted to make it pop a little bit. But I need that logo to be, you know, a logo. I want people to see that logo and recognize that logo.
All right. And did we make the logo or did you?
I provided the logo, but I gave them every format there was.
You gave us the format, the transparent format that should work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it would blend into that cloud.
Well, and I wanted it brought down a little bit. I wanted it next to the company name.
Okay.
On the top left. Anyway, there were some pretty big changes I wanted to do. Are you the person that does the changes?
No. Anybody that you talk to is going to relay your request, whether,
okay.
You know, if you've emailed it,
well,
and it gets sent. But are you...
Let me get organized.
You've got to go through some things, okay?
Let me get organized.
Mm-hmm.
Because the verbiage is not grammatic. I wanted to change the verbiage, and I thought I sent it to Serena. Was it Serena?
Selena, yes.
Selena, yeah. I like her. She's great.
Good.
Honestly, this isn't your guys' fault. This is my like a follow up, but they just kind of launched the website a little too quick, and I didn't have time to mess with it. Now I'm running into a little bit of time, and I'm trying to fix some of the things that I've been wanting to fix. This isn't really your fault or Local Splash's fault or anything like that. It's more on me.
Well, no worries at all. You know, we make changes ongoing as they're needed and until we get it the way you want it. So, question I have of the things you told me. I know you told me some things that I got to find out. Am I putting that in the way it is? Or are we waiting for you to give us more information?
We're going to wait for me to give you more information. I'm going to organize everything. I'm going to figure out what's in the wrong place, like photos, et cetera.
Okay.
I'm going to put together a better photo album. I'm going to build a profile and a profile description, a little bit of about each employee. There's a bunch of content that I need to generate before we take the next step. I was just getting the ball rolling.
Okay, got it, absolutely. And so even the workforce tab and rebates tab, we're waiting for you to give us more information.
You're waiting for content because I'm going to give you guys some links to associate in there.
Okay.
A link and potentially a picture, maybe Idaho Power Stick. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. So I've got to sit down, look at the website, not stress, and figure out what exactly I want. This call and that email was to, hey, if it's a quick ad, throw those home advisor links on.
We will, and I can ask about the work to change the logo too, if you like. So,
yeah, that'd be fine. Then relocate the logo, make it pop a little bit. It looks silly the way that it is right now. Oh, you could even flash it in the background.
Okay, so if they, you know, get the white background off of it, you would prefer it somewhere in your near your business name, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I need, you know, I spent some time trying to figure out what I wanted for a logo, and I need to get it out there. I need to add it to my truck. There's all kinds of crap I need to do. I'm just trying to do it a little at a time so I don't bankrupt myself.
Okay, got it. All right. Well, you know, they're going to ask me, so when I look, I'm looking on your website, I'm looking on a PC. And your business name's right in the middle, and below it says diligence, integrity, professionalism, so forth.
Rather than being comma separated, though, I'd rather have a dash in there.
Okay. All right, so I can...
Or an asterisk or a bullet or something. I don't know, something Idahoan.
Okay. So, yeah, I got it, because it's not a real sentence, so it doesn't need the comments. I got it.
Yeah, right.
Okay. The way it looks, it doesn't look like they may put it together like a sentence. So it's just more of statements. Okay. Asterisks.
That'd be fine.
Okay. So what I want.
Script.
Got it. So the question would be, what I was going to say is, when I look at this, where do you really want the logo placed? Above your business name, or maybe between your business name and those words I was reading off? They can make a bigger space there, to the left, to the right. If you're wanting it centered, then you might want it above or below your name. I don't know.
Probably above the name.
Mm-hmm.
As it shows on my cards. So actually, I think that's to the left of my name on my cards. Just tell whoever's doing the design art to just play with it and figure out what they think looks best. These guys do it every day, all day, and I used to as well, so I get it. I'm not into web design, so I hired you guys.
No, I got it. I just, when they put in a request, they want to know where you want it. And so I'll tell them, you know, I can tell them that you said wherever you...
We'll figure it out, because I'm going to start working on my punch list over the weekend, so maybe you schedule a follow-up for Tuesday or Wednesday. Does that work?
Okay. All right. Do you, let's see. And you're going to put this together in an email that you can send us to so that we can...
Yeah, I want to take notes and consolidate it. I want to change the verbiage. I'll adjust the verbiage and put it in a Word doc, et cetera. I'll try to make it so that you guys can just cut, paste, and make some minor adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
The photos and photo locations, et cetera, I need to consolidate the photos that I've taken recently and put them together into a little package. And, just tons for me to do.
Because it sounds like if it's a lot, we're going to need to see it, you're going through all the work of figuring it out, then you're going to relay it better than written than verbally. You want us to wait till we receive that email, or just call you, make an appointment for you on Wednesday? What would you prefer?
Just wait. I'll be putting it together over the weekend, and potentially Monday. So follow up Tuesday or Wednesday would be nice, and then I'll have it together by then. I have to have it together by then. I need this done.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tackle the Facebook junk.
Okay.
I hate Facebook.
All right, so I'll just put in these two requests for now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Copy that. Thank you, ma'am.
Do you need an exact time appointment, or just get a call from the...
Shoot me an email, I'd like to know the time. Just shoot me an email, wiggle me in. Let them control their scheduling, because I don't know what theirs looks like. And if they give me a day or two's heads up, I'll be able to accommodate.
Well, I think it's going to be an agent like myself that's calling you, so I can set you an appointment. Just tell me a time on Wednesday's pretty open.
On Wednesday's pretty open? Let's go 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and let me just make sure what time zone you are. Okay, so your 10 is our 9, right? Okay, got it. We'll talk to you then.
Cool.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.